From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Last fall, my son Ben started at San Francisco's only K-8 charter school, Creative Arts, and the whole family quickly fell in love with the place. When we toured district schools, we knew little about charters. We learned that they are independent schools, free to set their own programs, but overseen by the Board of Education, and they're open to all through a lottery. So when I wrote an article about why we love Creative Arts, I was blindsided by the email flames that followed. Critics think you can't love a charter school and still support public education. They say that charters drain students and funds from other public schools and bust teacher unions. Extreme charter foes even accuse parents like us of getting into bed with right-wing charter boosters like the Cato Institute and the Walmart Foundation. They say we're aiding and abetting vouchers, privatization, and even segregation. We listened to these allegations, but we just couldn't recognize our small, vibrant public school in the dark picture painted by charter foes. Creative Arts would probably appall the Cato and Walmart gang. It isn't part of a monolithic corporate chain. It draws the same district resources per student, and it isn't funded by right-wing philanthropies. Our school is built around integrated arts education, project-based learning, and small class size, and it's been quietly serving San Francisco for 12 years. Just like language immersion, Creative Arts is an important alternative the district offers parents. The anti-charter brush is just too broad to account for a school like Creative Arts. But can we really afford polemics at a time when our district is struggling? And where better than San Francisco to show how charters can be done right? The fact is that families like mine can love a charter school and still passionately support public education. After all, we took the reverse commute in the exodus from San Francisco public schools. We didn't move to Orinda, and we left behind a private school to enter the district. As far as I can see, that makes Creative Arts part of the solution. With a perspective, I'm John Perry.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.